thank you very much. We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. So step by step, just like we dealt with North Korea, we dealt with Iran, we dealt with an economy that was heading in the wrong direction, we dealt with a lot of different problems for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally. With that, I'd ask Mike Pence, Vice President, if he'd like to say anything.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And I think what the President's made clear is we believe it's a false choice between whether we are a country of law and order, a country with borders, and a country that demonstrates the compassion and the heart of the American people and respect for families. By taking this action, the President will make it possible for us to continue to engage in enforcing the law against individuals who violate our law, come into our country illegally. But now we'll be able in that prosecution in the immediate days forward to keep families together as that goes forward. But we are calling on Congress to change the laws in this regard and in a broad range of areas that will secure our borders and give us strength and confidence that we are once again going to take the steps necessary to end the crisis of illegal immigration in America.
I think the word compassion comes into it, but it's still equally as tough, if not tougher. Secretary Nielsen, would you like to say something?
I just thank you for your leadership, sir. We look forward and expect the House to act this week. We ask them to do their job. The laws need to be changed. This is a problem that president after president has dealt with for decades. This one is willing to stand up and fix it. We ask Congress to do their part. Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Great job. Okay. You're going to have a lot of happy people.
Thank you,
President. Why did you wait so long time?
This has been going on for 60 years. 60 years. Nobody's taken care of it. Nobody's had the political courage to take care of it, but we're going to take care of it. But it's been going on for a long time. No, the border is just as tough, but we do want to keep families together. This is a problem. If you look at some of those horrible scenes from a few years ago, to me, they were horrible scenes. They were just terrible. And that was during the Obama administration. Other administrations have had the same thing. We're keeping the family together. And so this is it. And also, there may be some litigation. We're also wanting to go through Congress. We will be going through Congress. We're working on a much more comprehensive bill. A lot of good things are happening toward immigration and proper immigration. But we have to have strong borders, and ultimately we want to see it done right, and it will be done right. But what we have done today is we are keeping families together. The borders are just as tough, just as strong. They can come in through ports of entry if they want. That's a whole different story. And that's coming in through a process, and the process is what we want. So I want to thank you all very much. I think this is something that makes us feel good. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll get the wall. We'll get the wall done. We'll get the wall done. Yes? No, Ivanka feels very strongly. My wife feels very strongly about it. I feel very strongly about it. I think anybody with a heart would feel very strongly about it. We don't like to see families separated. At the same time, we don't want people coming into our country illegally. This takes care of the problem. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.